You know your resume is great, but what can you do to entice a recruiter to read it? I'm Jody Phillips, and what someone sent me recently might surprise you. Susan broke the rules. Everybody emails their resume in because most employers prefer it, but she snail mailed hers. It was hand-addressed to me in this big, lumpy, oversized envelope. And inside I found a resume, a covering letter, and a small, squidgy little doll's foot made of the stuff you just have to squeeze. And across the miniature toes was written, "Want to get my foot in the door." Her covering letter explained that she was in marketing and she knew how tough it was to get the right attention to your product. Did I read her resume? Of course, you betcha I did. Consider this, though. If she didn't have solid education and great experience to go with that cute little marketing strategy she had, that little foot wouldn't have had enough strength to push open any doors. Did I like it? I thought it was cute. But my colleague down the hall? Not so much. So here's the tip. Susan knew the competition was so steep that she probably had a better chance of winning the Powerball, so she took a chance. You can too. But before you dive in, my advice to you is to run it by a few business buddies you trust. If they approve, take your shot. If they think your idea is sketchy, I'd take a pass. And if you're looking for a few creative ideas to spark your imagination, you can go online to jodiephillips.net. I'm Jody Phillips.